Section B, Interview. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Questions 1 to 5 are based on an interview. At the end of the interview, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 5 questions. Now, listen to the interview.
For years, people are trying to keep up with the Joneses. But instead of competing with your neighbors, how about actually trying to get along with them? Joining us for some simple tips on how to deal with those likable and not-so-likable neighbors is Betty Wong. She is executive editor of Family Circle magazine. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, John.
Well, in an ideal world, I guess we would all get along well with our neighbors, wouldn't we?
Right. You hope so.
But why is it important to have good relationships with them?
Well, you know, your home is your sanctuary, and how you get along with your neighbors really plays a large part in your health, well-being, and happiness. Because your neighbors really kind of make your home, so it is important to at least establish a good, cordial, or at least polite relationship with your neighbors.
How do we establish that? When you move into a new neighborhood, should you reach out to the neighbors, or should they be reaching out to you?
I think it can work either way. I mean, if they don't reach out to you, don't assume that they are being rude or unfriendly. They just might hold back because they think you're too busy unpacking and settling in. If they don't make the first step after a few days, go ahead and introduce yourself. Because I think once you are on a first-name basis with your neighbors, it's much easier to combat problems later on, or maybe call them for a favor down the road, when you are on vacation and you need them to water your plants. It's much easier when you know them personally.
Yeah, neighbors can be really helpful, but of course they can also be annoying. For example, loud music.
Loud music is one of those top complaints. And I think, for most reasonable people, they probably aren't even aware they are causing problems for their neighbors. And I think if you bring it up to your neighbor's attention, they will be more than happy to fix it. But you can take that "it is not you, it is me" approach. You can say something like, "I'm kind of a really light sleeper," or "I suffer from migraines. Can you help me out by turning down the music during those evening hours or early morning?" Or come up with a compromise that works for both of you.
Don't just call the police. That's what a lot of people do. So that's a common complaint, loud music. But also sometimes we can have smells or other things that disturb our senses.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's really a sensitive situation. Because if you want to live in the comfort of your own home and not have to deal with unpleasant smells, then your neighbor is just as entitled to cook whatever she likes in the comfort of her own home. So I would approach her by saying, "I am not sure if you realize what's happening, but, you know, I can smell something coming from your kitchen. Would you mind opening your window or maybe using your exhaust fan?" You try to approach them politely, reasonably. And if that doesn't work, you can also just talk to the management, and maybe there is something wrong with the building's ventilation system. If something is coming into your apartment, that might be a quick fix without having that uncomfortable conversation.
What is the thing you said in this month's Family Circle? Is it, "there is power in numbers," right? So when you are approaching your neighbor, what should you do?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it does help to gather up some troops and just to get some support from your fellow neighbors. But you have to be sensitive that you are not ganging up on your next-door neighbor. Right, you don't want to be in an intervention or something like that.
What about nosy neighbors? I mean, somebody, you know, you feel they're always coming around, checking out your every move?
Well, I think a lot of the time people mistake some behavior for being nosy or pokey when the neighbor is just trying to be friendly, or maybe the person is lonely. So you just have to see what the motive is. And oftentimes, if you are a little distant or you just don't answer their questions, they often take the hint and back off.
And the neighbors that come to visit and won't go away?
Well, I think there might be some, but the neighbor can just be really lonely and want a friend, you know, oftentimes. I think the rule is a 5 to 10 minute visit is fine, because that way you are not breaking up a person's schedule or their personal plans, but you don't have to be best friends with your neighbors at all. And you can just be civil, polite, and say hello in the morning as you come and go. And that makes everybody's relationship so much better.
That's so important, Betty Wong. Thanks so much for the tips. We appreciate that for Family Circle Magazine.